one of the guiding principles of Farm Bureau is property rights, particularly in the West. Property rights are extremely important to our way of life. They're very important to our members, and especially those on the Western Slope, where resource-based industries like mining and agriculture and oil and gas and the like are so endemic to our way of life and our economy. And in agriculture in particular, we have virtually nothing if we don't own and are able to protect through the property rights provided to us by the state and United States Constitution, our land, what we use to produce the food and fuel and fiber and resources that makes our economy turn and puts dinner on the plates of people in this country every night. And luckily, Colorado's Constitution and the U.S. Constitution provide strong protections for property rights, in particular for compensation. And Colorado's Constitution is even slightly farther than the U.S. Constitution in protecting and providing compensation for a taking of private property. Although we have strong protections for eminent domain and for landowners when eminent domain occurs, that they are properly compensated for that property. We also have protections in our Constitution, a regulatory taking that removes value of your private property. And because of the broad language in the Colorado Constitution, courts have applied limiting principles in terms of when people can claim compensation for either eminent domain or a regulatory taking. These are things like the protection of the environment, the protection of public health and safety, actions that the government takes that applies to a large number of property owners is something that the courts have decided is, quote, a shared public loss, and as such are not something that will provide protection and compensation. But there's one piece in particular that the court has done, and that is they have set a de facto standard in this state whereby governments can remove up to 90%+ of the value of your private property without having to compensate you for it. The result of that action is that effectively a right that the courts have agreed is there in the Colorado Constitution, i.e. compensation for a regulatory taking, has been made unavailable to the people of Colorado because of the very narrow and limited view that the courts have taken on providing compensation for a regulatory taking. And so what Amendment 74 does is to insert 11 words into Colorado's Constitution so that the Constitution would, in the future, should Amendment 74 pass, read that private property shall not be taken, damaged, or, and we insert the words, reduced in fair market value by government law or regulation, and then the Constitution as it currently written continues without just compensation. And effectively what this language would do is require the state Supreme Court to provide more of an opportunity for property owners to seek compensation when the government does something that reduces the value of their property.
All right. In opposition of Amendment 74, Rick Ritter from Save Our Neighborhoods, No on 74 campaign.
In 2004, the citizens of Oregon passed an initiative very much like the one that is presented as Amendment 74. The result of that amendment was over 7,000 lawsuits with over $19 billion, that's billion, in claims in the state of Oregon in 2 years. Do you think our state can afford $19 billion in claims and action? They had to settle $5 billion with cash. That's more than all the tax increases proposed on the ballot combined. That's what we have at stake. The citizens of Oregon, 2 years later, revoked that initiative. There were lawsuits pitting neighbors against neighbors. There were lawsuits, in fact, regarding private holdings within national monuments where individuals fought local and state zoning laws in order to build hotels in the middle of our national monuments because they had a small one-acre holding. But there's further problem with it, is that the Oregon initiative was statutory. So that meant two things. One, the legislature could alter it, and two, that cities and towns could, in fact, waive a regulation or pay the compensation. Unfortunately, our citizens who have signed this petition didn't read that it's a constitutional amendment, which means our towns, our cities will not be able to waive the regulation. They can only pay the cash. There's one other element that's important under the Oregon history lesson, and that is they had a carve-out for health and safety. Read those 11 words, and you'll find that the words health and safety are not there. What this means is that an apartment owner could sue the city for requiring fire protection. A owner of a waste dump, if they wanted to put it next to your home and the city says, no, that's a health code violation, that dump could then sue the city. Then it gets worse because you as the homeowner can then sue the city for devaluing your residential value. The state of Washington had this on their ballot in 2006. And the University of Washington's economics department took a look at it. And what they came up with is that it would cost every resident of Washington State $1,000 a year in extra taxes. It's too broad, it has unintended consequences, and it'll cost you too much money. Very simple.